Records retention and control. TRE, see record keeping rule. Why record keeping is important to brokerages and document retention considerations. Keeping and maintaining records. TREC, rule on record keeping. One of a broker's primary responsibilities to their agents is record keeping. TREC rules outline the records that brokers must maintain. Brokers must keep these records for at least 4 years from the date of closing, termination of the contract, or the end of a real estate transaction. The broker must be able to produce the records for the commission in the event of an audit. TREC Rule, Section 535.2, Broker Responsibility. H. Except for records destroyed by an act of God, such as a natural disaster or fire not intentionally caused by the broker must, at a minimum, maintain the following records in a format that is readily available to the commission for at least 4 years from the date of closing, termination of the contract, or end of a real estate transaction. 1. Disclosures. 2. Commission agreements, such as listing agreements, buyer representation agreements, or other written agreements relied upon to claim compensation. 3. Substantive communications with parties to the transaction. 4. Offers, contracts, and related addenda. 5. Receipts and disbursements of compensations for services, subject to the Act. 6. Property management contracts. 7. Appraisals, broker price opinions, BPOs, and comparative market analyses, CMAs. And 8. Sponsorship agreements between the broker and sponsored sales agents. Why is record keeping so important? Brokers should retain all aspects of a real estate transaction. We live in a litigious society, and written documents, such as representation agreements, purchase contracts, required disclosures, and even emails between the brokerage and the parties, must be retained to defend the brokerage's position against claims. For example, a buyer files a lawsuit against the seller and the agent for failing to disclose an alleged property defect. However, the broker retained all emails and inspection reports, proving that the buyer was aware of the defect and had decided to waive repairs. Imagine if the broker had not kept those emails. The buyer's lawsuit would have been successful, and the seller and the brokerage would have had to settle with the buyer. The broker would have been reprimanded for failure to disclose, and their reputation would have suffered. Key things record keeping accomplishes for a brokerage. There are many other reasons that record keeping is essential to real estate brokerage, the primary being compliance with legislation and statutes. Brokers must retain transaction records because each real estate transaction is subject to federal and state regulations. Brokers must keep copies of federal and state required disclosures for a specific number of years. 4 years in Texas. Regulatory bodies sometimes audit brokerages for compliance. Brokers must have the records readily available and in a format the commission can access. Accountability and transparency. Retaining all written records detailing a transaction from start to finish creates an air of transparency. Suppose a buyer or seller files a claim against the brokerage or tries to bring a lawsuit. In that case, the broker has a paper trail that can trace the transaction's progression through the written documents. Accountability and transparency keep someone else from rewriting history to their benefit. Even though agents, buyers, and sellers often remember conversations differently, the written documentation tells the tale. Agents should print out or keep digital copies of every communication concerning a transaction in a folder, including emails and text messages. Managing risk. Selling real estate is a risky business. Properly maintaining accurate transaction records is key to avoiding risk. While there is nothing any entrepreneur can do to eliminate risk, there are steps they can take to limit it. Again, keep copies of all communications over and above what is required by federal or state statute, including all listings, contracts, agreements, trust account records, deposit receipts, or any document related to a transaction executed by the broker. Everything must be in writing to protect the agent and broker. Efficiency. Well-organized document control boosts efficiency and helps streamline the transaction process. No one should be waiting on a critical document because the brokerage cannot locate it. Tax reporting. When tax time rolls around, brokers must submit documentation to report their taxes, including income and expenses. Creating a policy for the retention of documents. Document control is just as important as document retention. Brokers should emphasize the retention of executed copies signed by all parties to a transaction. Additionally, they should maintain a chronological filing system for transactional records. Brokers who keep records in a digital format must be able to reproduce or transmit the record upon request. In addition to transactional records, brokers should keep copies of all confidentiality forms, independent contractor agreements, and agent signatures indicating they have read the brokerage's policies and procedures manual. Employment status must reflect independent contractor status, signed by the broker or broker representative, and sponsored license holder. Considerations for retaining records. A broker might consider whether to incorporate the following in setting up a retention policy. Secure executed copies signed by all parties to a transaction. Use a chronological filing system for sure and easy retrieval. Keep separate physical disk records available, if digitizing records, and record when hard copies are shredded. Be able to convert digital records for delivery or transmittal to TREC upon request. Remove transactional records from collective records at or soon after 4 years, after abstracting desired transactional data. Develop a written office policy ensuring protected access to records on and off the premises. Just to be safe, brokers should retain records beyond the prescribed time limit. Bullet 4 years for TREC and bullet 7 years for the IRS. If the broker keeps hard copies of files, they should scan them before destroying them and store them via the cloud.